What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So I'm getting a dog in a week.
Yay!
You had to be closer, baby.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So sorry. Yay! So yay. I'm getting a dog in a week. I'm so excited because I feel like I'm like ready now to have a dog. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you're ready. I mean, you're great with dogs.
I love dogs. I've had dogs my entire life. I mean, I had Sandy when I was Jolie's age. No, Coco was Jolie's age. And then I had, you know, my dogs. I had both dogs, like Sophie Dog. Like, shoot, my band guys are paid from Sophie Dog. Like,
yeah. Oh, sweet Sophie.
Sophie.
I miss Sophie.
I know, so sweet. I'm just like, I'm really excited because it was hard in the very beginning I didn't want to separate the dogs. I was like, Waffles was my dog. Chance was Mike's dog. And for me, I was kind of like, all right, I have 70% kids. And he's like, well, we can just like trade off the dogs. And then I'm like, I don't want 70% kids and 70% dogs. Like and that was like when I couldn't like take care of myself in like the first like month of like the divorce. So I was like, that's the last thing. Like, we tried it for a week and I'm like, I can't do it. Like, you have to take, cause like the dogs, and then I'm like falling apart. The kids are falling, you know, and I'm like, I just, the dogs, I don't even know if I fed them for a week. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I did, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they probably didn't have water like one full day because I just couldn't even think about them.
Dogs just add, as much as we love them, they just add another element that just makes your life a little bit difficult. As much as I love them, I have three, so don't come at me.
Wait, what are you doing with your divorce and the dogs?
Well, in theory, Mosley, the older bulldog, is going to go back and forth because he is attached to Emmy and Emmy is attached to him. I don't know how that's going to go.
It's hard. The other two are back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know how that. Oh, you're keeping the other one? Macy?
Yeah, I mean, she's so old, poor thing. Like, she can't go anywhere.
That surprises me.
Well, I don't really have a choice. I mean,
we all have choices, Catherine.
Yeah, well, the reason I don't really have a choice is because he's renting, and they didn't really want dogs anyway, and she sheds really bad, so that would not be very good. But she's easy. But speaking of, this totally makes me think of something.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, we got another leopard gecko.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we have a leopard gecko.
A gecko?
Skippy. We love Skippy. Least maintenance pet of all time.
Okay? A gecko?
Yeah. They're so easy. But the agreement was that Skippy would
Skippy,
go,
where did the name come?
I don't know. Yeah. I have kids. So cute. Who knows?
Skippy.
I honestly don't know. But that Skippy would go with Nick, okay? Because he will only eat crickets. Worms are easy. Crickets, I don't really do, okay? Uh-huh. So long story short.
Wait, worms, you'll do. Crickets, you won't.
Yeah, worms are easy because they're like, you keep them cold so they barely even move until they get in there. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, it's like a dead worm. Crickets are like all over the place. If you like, we'll find them on Caden's wall. Anyway, so that was the agreement. He's like, yeah, that's great. He loves Skippy. He's easy. Whatever. That's uh-huh. fine. Skippy can come here. Fast forward like a week and we're like, all right, well, we're going to get another leopard gecko for my house.
Okay.
So.
Because you know, you just love Skippy so much or because the kids love Skippy so much? Or like both?
Kind of both.
Okay.
And they're easy. Again, they're not expensive. They're easy. They're
where
so do you, cute
when
where
does
little.
One find a gecko?
Well, we just go to PetSmart.
Okay.
You can find them all over the place. But got they're it. Like 30 bucks at PetSmart. We save them from PetSmart. Okay. We do. So anyway.
You save them. I don't think anyone's going to go after you. Like I am like, if anyone thinks they're going to come after me, like I'm breeding, like I have a, I'm going to a breeder. Like I don't think there's, I don't think there's rescue geckos.
Well, this is what makes Emmy feel better about this situation. My, you know. So anywho, fast forward, we go and get another one. Okay. Skippy hasn't really, hadn't left yet, but it's fine because they're easy.
Is the new gecko's name Jiff?
No, his friend's naming his Jiffy. That's funny because of it. No, her name is Sunshine.
Cute.
But listen to this. So I posted on Instagram.
Okay.
I know he's listening to this, but sorry.
Who?
Nick.
Oh, he listens, you think?
Yeah. 100%.
Still?
Yeah. hello. So I posted on Instagram, which we'd already kind of told him we were going to do. And he was like, oh, that's a bad idea. But whatever. Child's decision. Because I don't know. So
Catherine is fired up right now.
He texts Caden and he's like, what did y'all do? Basically. And he was like, wish y'all would have run it past me. But OK. I was like.
Run what past you? Getting Sunshine?
Yeah.
Why?
First, like, big, like, not doing so well moment. Caden's like, don't text him because I don't want him to get mad at me. I was like, no, definitely won't. Why would you say?
Isn't that so funny? Like, no, I won't. Like, even like, no, you can tell me what they said about me. I won't text him. Like, why would you say that about me?
Oh, I went off. I was like, not something that has to be run by you. He's like, well, you leave town all the time and da-da-da-da. I'm like, and you have like 8 pets. And I'm like, it's still the same amount. You're taking Skippy. I have Sunshine. Like, I have to get a house sitter anyway. You know, anyway, I lost my mind. And then it, like, moved into, like, you know, all the figuring out money, and it went just great.
Wow. First of all, I'm shocked we're sharing this.
Sorry.
Sorry, Nick.
It's all good.
No. It's interesting, though, because it's about control, right?
100%. Which I didn't think he was really, like, a control person, but he lost control.
Right. And so when someone loses control in a divorce, you see where they are like kind of going to put their hands in. Because you're right. Yeah. You do not. And I did not have to tell Mike that I was getting a dog. I did just because like, hey, if the kids mention Leo, like I'm going to get a puppy. And he's like, oh, my God, that's so awesome. Like, so happy for you. I don't need his permission. You do not need Nick's permission to get
running it by
a gecko nor a pig. A dog or a donkey.
Do you know what I wanted to do after that?
What, buy a zebra?
Literally, a monkey. And be like, you know what? Take that monkey and, you know, anyway.
Shove it up your ass.
I couldn't believe it.
That is so, I just want to know someone's, like, reasoning. Like, why? Like, I couldn't imagine calling my ex and saying, like, you can't. How dare you get goldfish? Because that to me, or even like a cat, like I thought for sure Mike was going to get a cat because I can't have cats because my whole entire family is allergic to them. And like my mom's husband could never come. So we were going to get a cat. We ended up not getting cats. So I'm like, oh, I bet you Mike's probably going to get them like a kitten or something. And because Jolie's been like begging. And like a little part of me was like a little jealous thinking about it.
Sure.
But I can't control it.
No. I don't think it's his jealousy.
Then what is it then? Like, what is the rationalization behind his issue with it?
I think he's still.
Let's call him right now.
I would love to know. No, I think he still sees it more like not as separate as it's going to be. And so he still kind of sees it as like a family in a way. And that's why I'm kind of like, all right, we got to get this legal process going. Like, I need it to be separated. No offense. It's just like, that's not how I function. He's being a sweet man by being like, you know, he thinks it's going to fall on him. End of the day, he thinks I'm going to call him and say, hey, can you take care of all the animals?
It's not his responsibility anymore.
No, nope, that's I have to pay for the
dog sitter. And you can ask, like, I would never ask Mike to, but I'm like, if I got into a hunch, like, you can always ask. And they have a right to say no.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got a sitter a couple weeks ago when we were in Chicago. Like, I have somebody that does it. Again, it's going to be the same amount of pets, but when I get the monkey, I'm going to be calling him.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's just so fun. But anyway. I think that's why I said to you the other day, like, you guys have been amazing through this divorce process. Like, you guys have been so good and splitting things and co-parenting, everything's been great. Like, actually how it's been the last however many you guys have been, you've been doing this for a long time. But it's almost like you sometimes have to do like the legality of like, this is actually what it is. It's separate because it's like almost like the two kosher feels the same because it does feel the same.
Yeah.
In a sense.
We're hitting that point. We're definitely hitting that point. We kind of had a, you know, we're working on the legal stuff. It's not going as great as I thought it would, but we'll get there.
But that's because the emotions are still there and you're still, and because it's run so smooth, it's like, unfortunately, like, there's a legal portion for a reason because the law is going to protect both of you.
Yeah.
Just like the law. Yeah. It's going to protect both of you guys. So
yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't, but.
Yes. And I'm learning that how I say things is definitely triggers. And I've been so good, but I made the mistake of saying what I'm owed as like being in a marriage for 15 years. And that did not go over well. But what I meant was when you calculate, it's based on how long you're married.
Look in that mirror right there. You're looking at that frame and tell him what you want to say.
I hope he doesn't listen to this one. But anyway, maybe it can help.
Wait, say that one more time. If you're.
So alimony
is
based on like how long you're married. You're going to get a little bit more or for a longer length of time, the longer you're married.
Okay.
So that's what I was trying to say, because he doesn't understand it. Mm-hmm. So what I was trying to say is, you know, like what I'm owed based on the amount of time we were married, but it came back with what you're owed from being married. And I was like, and it didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it. I understand. And I was like, that's not how I meant it. I'm just trying to explain it to you, but that just where it went south for a minute.
I could see that.
I mean, I get both sides for sure.
And let me just say this too. You don't have to, like, I always say, like, well, I have to be nice. And Amy, our therapist, is always like, you don't have to manage his emotions by how you say it. Like, you shouldn't be mean. And like, but like, you don't have to skirt around an issue. You can be direct. Because I remember the one time in the very beginning of our divorce, again, we're great now in this like season and stuff, but it was, you know, very fresh after our divorce. It was the parent teacher conferences or like the like kindergarten registration or whatever, where you go and like see the classrooms and stuff. And I said hello, but I was like, hi, you know, and was very just whatever. And he was just like, why are you so cold when we left? And I was like, and I went to Amy and I talked to her about that. And she was just like, you get to be however you want to be. Like, don't make him feel bad. I was like, well, I wasn't being mean. I just like, I don't need to be like, hey, my, like in that moment. And I don't want, like, I didn't want to. She's like, and you don't have to. Like, you can be however you want to be. But then I'm like, well, now he's going to think I'm like a bitch or this, that, and the other. And I'm like, it was hard being there. She's going to kindergarten. We're divorced. Now this feels weird. It was our first like function as like a divorced family. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I didn't, you know, wrap my arms around you and say like, hey, this is great. Our daughter's going to kindergarten and we're divorced, you know? And he was just like, get over it. We're divorced. And I'm like, it's been 2 months. Like, give me a second, you know? And I just remember like, I feel like sometimes guys too, like they want to like rush your process. And it's like, it takes time to like walk through emotions. And like, now I see like the other side of it and you guys will go through that same thing. Like it's probably nice now. You're going to hit a bump and then you'll find your groove where Mike and I found ours.
Yeah.
But
yeah, For sure.
It's definitely like, and again, you can say, even though you didn't say it right, it's okay. You said it how, and if you think it was wrong, then say, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like the other day, I was really flustered with Jolie because she was sick, and I texted Mike saying, or I called him and I was like, hey, I really need your help. He couldn't. I'm like, oh, never mind. I'm like, I knew I shouldn't have asked. And then I was like, oh crap, I shouldn't have said it like that. So I called back. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. I was just really frustrated and I just feel like overwhelmed right now with some stuff. And so it would have been nice, you know, for the help, but I get it. Like, you know, you're busy too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
if you feel like there's something you should apologize, then apologize.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, we're just now getting into that. We've been like getting along really well. And now I'm like, okay. And it'll be fine. Like you said, it'll be ups and downs. But like, you know, it's also been interesting because it's like, I totally hijacked this conversation, but
no, I love this. Are you kidding me? This is like, it's not, a, no.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I can remember, you know, you a year ago going out of town and then coming back home mm-hmm. and then being down and, you know, all that. And mm-hmm. it's like, I kind of had that first like experience after Chicago and I've had the kids. So it wasn't necessarily around that as much. I don't know, but like, it's like weird. It's like a weird, it's like a depressing kind of feeling. Again, I know I asked for this. I know, all, you know, all doesn't of those matter. Things. But yeah, it's like kind of hitting me. And I'm like, oh God, I'm starting to understand Jana a little more. It's yeah. weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, even if you have the kids or you don't. But I mean, yeah, when you come back too from a trip and it's like you're, you know, when we do our wind down tours, it's like we're on the highest of highs. Yeah. We laugh constantly. We have so much fun. And then you come home and it's like to an empty house. That feels very strange because you're yeah, like, where's my family? Sure. And then like the other time is like with your kids, kind of like, where is my family? Because it right. doesn't feel how we are used to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I definitely,
yeah.
I, not that I'm glad that you understand that, but like that you understand yeah. now kind of like the steps and you're going to be okay. It's yeah. just, but I still struggle with that even, you know, a year out of my divorce.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I've always been one to kind of, like, at first, my emotions don't hit. It takes a little while. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely, I mean, with deaths, with anything. Mm-hmm. Like, at first, I'm going to seem cold and numb to it, but give me a couple weeks and I'll be falling apart in the bedroom. It's fine. I'm there now. We're good.
Have you had any regrets?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
No, I haven't.
Just check in with yourself around yeah, that.
No, I'm good there. It's just, like, the overwhelming and change and mm-hmm. all that.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the dog.
No, are you kidding me? This is, there's nothing else to say. I'm just, I love how this combo went and yeah. I'm proud of you for, I'm proud of both of you guys for, you know, taking a step back when you need to step back, when you know that the emotions are getting high and, you know, I'm just happy that you're also putting a boundary in there too. Cause I think that's where I failed a year ago was I didn't put good boundaries around communication. And you guys pushed really hard for me to be like, don't communicate if it's an X, Y, and Z. And it's like, I just had a really tough time with that. And you're having great boundaries. Cause yeah. I would probably be apologizing for getting a donkey. You yeah. know?
No,
as opposed to
me.
You're like, no.
Wait till you see my farm.
Exactly. Yep. Sorry, Nick, we're about to get a farm with horses and can't wait for you to take care of it. but anyways, we're going to take a break and we've got an amazing comedian on. He actually has a book. It's called How to Be Married to Melissa, which is Melissa is his wife. So can't wait to get in that convo and chat soon.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Hello, there I am.
Dustin, I'm so sorry.
Don't be. You're very busy.
Oh, well, I know, but so are you. I mean, you've been married to Melissa for how many years now? So many.
Almost 18, something like that.
18 years. What grade did you meet her in?
I was a junior and she was a senior at a different school, which is a pretty big flex in high school relationship wise.
Okay. So you just called your wife out for being older. I get it.
Yeah. I don't even think that's frowned upon anymore. I think anymore that's to be celebrated, you know?
I feel like though, it's one of those things where, I mean, I look at it now, so like my last few have been younger and I'm like, I don't know. Like it's with whether you go older or younger, guys are just always around the same age, right?
I mean, you went full Matthew McConaughey there on me.
Oh, wait, did I? Wait, what would Matthew say?
That's the old line I can't believe I forgot the movie. That was his iconic quote, his first big role. You know, the great thing about it's in hindsight, it's a very creepy quote. You know, the best thing about high school girls is no matter how old I get, they all stay the same age, you know, which again is not a line that's aged well, but it did feel you're like, yeah, guys, they all feel like they're the same age constantly. And I get it. I understand what you mean.
Well, actually, we just got, it's Dazed and Confused is what it was.
There we go. Dazed and Confused, of course.
But
yeah.
I don't think I've ever, is that bad that I don't even think I've seen the entirety of Dazed and Confused?
No, I think you're okay. I think that's one of those things that you're like, it's like when someone like sometimes like I'll tell friends I don't smoke pot and they'll be like, really? Have you ever like you want to? And I was like, I mean, why now? Why would now be same with Dazed and Confused? You're like, is this the time that you need to stop everything you're doing and be like, dude, I gotta I got to prioritize watching Dazed and Confused.
Okay, so you have your book out now, and I'm curious, like, did you feel like you had to just, because you are a comedian, was it hard for you to kind of find the balance between, like, okay, being real and not, I mean, not that you're not real as a comedian, but, like, where you had to feel like you had to be funny in your book, even though, like, was the goal of the book just to be funny and just kind of, like, talk about marriage in that sense, like, from your stand-up show to the book? Or was there something else that you were wanting to bring to the book that you wanted other people to see a different side of you?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I the goal of the book is to help relationships, but I do believe that the best way to do that, personally, really the only way that I can do it, is to be funny, is to try and make it relatable, to try and make it approachable. You know, one of the big problems with marriage books is they're primarily read by women like, who are working actively trying to, you know, stay invested in the marriage. So that was part of the goal of just like, well, what if we wrote one where they could say like, hey, the guy wrote it. And he's funny. It's essentially handing the husbands a coloring book at times and saying like, you can do this, right? So I think that humor is relatable, and it's, you know, if nothing else, I think that I hope that people can look at this book and just see the wild dysfunction of our marriage. And if nothing else, feel better about their own relationship.
Okay. Well, what do you think is like the biggest, not I would say issue, but dysfunction, as you say, in your marriage that you have a hard time as a husband?
Yeah, there's, gosh, I wish I could. It's so hard to choose one, mm-hmm. to narrow it down to the many problems. I think that we go out of our way in this book, you know, to say like, this is not an advice book. This is not a how to be married book. This is a how to be married to Melissa. The whole point is we're just talking about one relationship. And the constant thing that comes up in our relationship is to remember when your partner, your spouse, your significant other, whatever relationship that is in your life, when they do something and they act out at you in some way, that is almost always not about you. It's about what they're going through. It's about what they're feeling. It's about the pressures that they're under right now. I mean, the biggest fight that my wife and I ever had was about 3 years ago. And it had nothing to do with what we were fighting about. Mm-hmm. It had to do with how busy we were. It had to do that we had family health struggles going on. It had to do with money and pressures of career and all. And so the things that were said had nothing to do with what we were actually fighting about. The analogy that I make is, it's like when you walk through and you see when you're walking on the sidewalk and you see cracks in the sidewalk. That's because of the tree roots, right? The roots cause this problem. You just see the crack here. You just see your broken sidewalk, but it's because of the stuff that's underneath there. So that's the one that comes up for us all the time.
Yeah, that's so interesting that you said that. And I love that analogy too with the cracks and the cement, because it's so true. It's like, it's not just the crack in the cement. It's what's underneath that. Yeah, I love that. Like, that's such a great way to look at it. And it's so funny too. I remember with my ex-husband and I, one of our biggest fights was we were fighting over a lamp, and it was like, it was not about the lamp. You know, it wasn't about that lamp at all. It was just, you know, it was like, well, why would you turn the lamp off? And it's like, you know, it was like, at the end of the day, it was like, we ended up laughing about it, 6 months later, but we're like, remember that time we fought about a lamp? It's like, it wasn't about the lamp, but people get stuck.
I can't think of a better synopsis of relationship fights than that quote. It's not about the lamp. We're obviously not fighting about the lamp. We're fighting up about the history and the tension and everything that's happening right now and that's leading up into this moment right here. But I will fight over a lamp. There's no doubt about that. We've had lamp fights. Not that long ago, we've had lamp fights.
You know what's another good fight that I've heard is men and their ceiling fans. Like, a man wants to have a ceiling fan, a woman wants to have a chandelier. It's like, that's actually a fight. that's not just about the underneath stuff. That is just like, is that for you too? Like, why do men have to have a ceiling fan?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. That is a great question. I guess it's just they need something to tinker with. They're like, they just let something, or it's something to like look at, something when we get bored to just. I will say that one of the great simplicities of just being just, you know, a dumb man is you can sometimes just sit there and look at a fan and kill an hour. And if somebody comes up and you just go, what are you thinking about? Nothing. I'm thinking about this fan and I'm thinking about nothing else. I like the way it moves. I like the way the air feels on me. Don't try and take this fan away and put diamonds there. Just let me have the fan.
Yeah. I mean, we get it. Just let us have our chandelier, you know? As a comedian, though, how do you... Because I feel like the comedians that I've met, I did a movie with Adam Sandler way back in the day, and I've met like Sebastian Maniscalco, and every comedian I've met, they've always been very, a lot shyer than I thought they would be, more quiet, more reserved. And is that because, do you guys feel like you have to put so much of yourself out there on stage that you're just like, by the time that you're done, like, because you were putting on such a, like, you want people to laugh, you have to be maybe exaggerate a little bit more. Like, do you come back and you're just like, is it safer to just like not be as...
Yeah, I do think that there is absolutely an element of that, is that you are, you know, you're the show in a lot of ways. You're why people are coming out. You are, or even if you're not the reason they came out, you're there kind of for their entertainment. And you have to, you know, you have to operate on kind of such a high capacity during that sometimes you're a little drained. I also think that, you know, the majority of comics that I've met are very introverted. And a lot of it is just because we aren't super comfortable in the world. We don't. Why? That's the real question we're all trying to figure out. Why do we need to get on stage and have strangers validate us each night? I don't know. I think I mean, the reality is there's a validation proof there. There's a kind of, the majority of comedians would attest to something, whether it's childhood or trauma or just, mental illness or whatever it may be, that's kind of ultimately, like, for me personally, if we want to get deep on an issue, like, please. I had,
welcome, you know, to my,
yeah, no, I mean, my parents split when I was 5. I was an incredible mama's boy. My mom was immediately out of the picture for the majority of my childhood. And the thing that I loved most and validated me the most was no longer there and consistently. And I was raised by a single parent. So long before I got on stage to go do stand-up comedy, was always seeking for validation, was always looking for someone to tell me that I'm worth something, you know? And that, by the way, is stuff that goes into the relationship too, because my wife has said many times, like, I understand that and I want to be here for you, but I also can't heal that. I can't make you love yourself more. I can't make you value yourself more. That there's the amount of own work that you have to do there. So the good news is stand-up comedy is a nice outlet for that. And I have a friend who says, you know, those laughs a lot of time are just tiny hugs from strangers each night, you know? So there is, that's just me though. I do think that each of them, you know, I would never name names because it's theirs to tell them, but even of the ones that you've named so far, I know there is a history of similar stories like that for them. And we also just kind of, like, there is sometimes that when you operate on such like a high level of adrenaline, like that, you know, I'm in front of strangers and people are looking at me and saying, dance, joke, monkey, dance. Like, that's such a high pressure thing that sometimes, you know, sometimes people can be a little boring after that too, full disclosure.
No, I mean, I can kind of get that. I mean, Kat, you could probably attest to it too, where it's like after I come off a show or something, or if I'm on stage, it's like, you have all this adrenaline and then you kind of just like, you want to be quiet, you know, and you want, because you have so many people, like, you know, you have 100 people meet and greets and you've got all these other things and you're just kind of like, you don't really have much left to give. So it's like, you're kind of like before, like a lot of times, for example, like when I'm filming a movie, like I've always eaten my lunch in my trailer and people are like, why don't you eat lunch with everyone? Like, it's not that I'm trying to be rude. It's like, that's just my one time to just be quiet and like not have to like make conversation. Cause I'm like, I'm drained. Like I want to save it for X, Y, and Z, you know? And so
you end up living for that. The best part of my day, every day, is after I drop my youngest off at school and then I come home and I sit quietly on my phone drinking that first cup of coffee for usually about 30 to 60 minutes and do my Wordle and just casually graze the internet, not work version of the internet, because you know the exact difference. There are places that I can go onto the internet that are going to be work for me. Mm-hmm. And there are other places that I'm grazing. I'm just consuming. Hey, what's happening in the world? Mm-hmm. And that is like a total, like I go to bed looking forward to that in the morning. I can't wait for it. It's better than sleep for me.
I love that.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Well, I mean, you wrote a book, you know, How to Be Married to Melissa, your wife, but how do you be married to you? Like, what do you do for yourself that makes you happy? Besides the coffee and the Wordle?
I mean, that's a big part of it. If I were marrying me, I would put that in my wedding vows.
But what's a guide for Melissa? Because you know, for you, because I mean, you gave the guide for her.
Yeah. We do talk a lot about that in the book. There is, I have ADHD. I'm scattered constantly. I'm losing stuff. I'm forgetting stuff. I am just, you know, like to have a conversation with me. I've every once in a while, I've wanted to see like a map of just how I bounce around, especially like if we're like on a hike or something like that. And you're like, I think I just covered 1,000 topics in an hour. And you just had to sit there and receive it. And then the other part of that is like, but it can be hard to have deep conversations with me. And my wife is just a well. My wife like wants more so than anything in her heart and soul, her main desire is to feel understood. She wants her friends, her family, her partner, her kids. She wants them to understand her, which is one of those things. It's like, I were to say like, I want to feel respected, like that's hard to quantify. There's no metric of like whether or not you feel, but like one thing that we learned really early on, like we talk about this in one of the communication or in the communication chapter is, you know, we always do that have routine, you know, you get the kids down and then you come and you, it's time to talk. It's time to veg. It's time to do whatever. Mel needs that time.
Sure.
Where are you at? What are you thinking about? And that would be like draining to me because I'm tired sitting down and having just an intentional conversation. It's like when you have ADHD, it's like just pulling, you know, like hair. I don't know why I reached to pull hair out of my back. Gross.
40-year-old virgin time.
That's disgusting. But one night, very unintentionally, I was on my phone just dinking around doing a brainless game. I was playing Angry Birds. It's the year's 2007.
Yeah.
And unintentionally, I proceeded to have probably the most deep, heartfelt conversation with her I've ever had while never looking up, because this was like a little brain trigger for me that you know how they say like you have your best ideas in the shower, and it's because you're kind of occupied, but not fully occupied. That's what having ADHD is like for me, is that if I can do something on my phone that's slightly entertaining me, but I don't have to think about it, I'm actually pretty great right here. So it's a lot of like little things like that, that we've just kind of learned along the way of like, you know what, actually, I know from the outside looking in that looks like I'm being rude and disrespectful and how dare you be on your phone. Mm-hmm. But Melissa gets out of that what she wants, which is me being engaged and you know, going deep with her. And I get what I want of it because I do desire to have that conversation, but it's in a way that isn't pulling out my back hair.
Right. Well, that makes sense. So are you, I guess, like for the people that have been married a long time too, I mean, being a high school sweetheart, how do you guys, like, what's been the thing to keep you guys? Because I can imagine through that getting married so young, like you're kind of going in and out of like, you're growing.
Right,
you're going
right.
This way. And so it's like, how have you guys managed to stay together?
We go out of like our way in our life, and I go out of way in this book to say, I don't define a successful marriage as one that like lasts or don't last. I hate that. I hate every piece of that. I hate the shame that comes with that. I hate that words like failure and success are thrown around in the terms of relationships, because they're not. They're living organisms that have a lifespan to them, and some last longer and some don't. And some it's the best thing. It, like every other relationship in our life, some it's the best thing that it could end That's what that thing needed to do. It had run its course. So I really do think that, and I talk about this, there is, especially having getting married so young, there is a dumb luck to it. There is a good, there is, for we have grown in ways that have remained compatible and not compatible. Like our personalities meshed well then. And even though we've changed into, you know, when you look at those old pictures, you're like, I don't even think I am that person anymore. Right. But we have still, we're fortunate and again, just lucky enough in a lot of ways that we still kind of we mesh together nicely. And I don't think it's because we did this, this, and this. I just think that there was an amount that of just our lives kind of went that way. And, you know, we were, of course, we put in the work and da 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 da, and you know, we have the communication, all that kind of stuff. But I know that's not the answer that a lot of people want, but I will say that for us, I do think that there is an element of just, you know, dumb luck to it.
That's your next book, Dumb Luck.
Dumb luck, honestly.
It's so good. I think that's like, I was just texting Kat because, you know, she's going through a divorce right now because she married very young. And it was like, Kat, I was like, Kat, yes, this, like, this is so interesting. You know, and she's like, yes, it's so interesting because it's like, it's not a failure that, you know, I've gotten divorced, you've gotten divorced. And it's like, it's just, it's don't, and like not to look at it in that way. And I'm like, it's such a good reminder. It's some things work, some things don't. And some things last and some things won't, you know?
So, yeah. That turned into a beautiful little Dr. Seuss.
Thank you. I didn't even plan that. I've like now just, I've quoted Dr. Seuss and apparently Matthew McConaughey. This is just fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, that got really touching there. That's like when you cry at the end of Dr. Seuss book.
Well, you are so sweet. I can't wait to read the book because it sounds like it's going to be just entertaining too, which, you know, is good. Where can our listeners find you and just, do you have tour dates? Are you coming out to up on the road? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anything that, as far as I know, I'm the only Dustin Nickerson in show business. So Dustin Nickerson, NICKERSON.com. That'll have, show dates on there. I'm doing my, the seasonal headline tour is, we stop next in San Diego and then I'm out really until mid fall. And then, my special's on there and then also links to the book, wherever you want to buy it. If you want to, you know, buy it at a local indie bookstore or Amazon, whatever you want to do, wherever books are sold on the internet, at least you can get them there. So.
Well, thank you, Dustin. I really appreciate you coming on Wind Down, and thank you for being vulnerable as well. So it's absolutely very nice to see when a guy can get there. So,
well, thank you for having me.
It's nice. Of course. Thank you, Dustin. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.